This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Operators are standing by.
Indeed, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And we are the operators. We don't have any other staff here.
Okay, so fine. You can choose to blow up the illusion. Yeah. Like, whenever I'm in the first chair, I always talk about, like, our producers, and, like, it's generally whoever else might be in the room.
Sitting in the chair and watching the show.
Yeah. So we can take your calls about anything. We're going to go to those phone calls to start things out here, and then we'll get back into translation of Vladimir Putin's recent speech after he signed, or I guess this was given as he was signing the...
You mean he doesn't give it in English?
No, he doesn't. Was giving the speech during the time when he was signing the papers to bring in the eastern portion of Ukraine into Russia after they voted at a referendum for the past over the last weekend. Let's go first, though, to Gigi in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. Hey. First of all, a shout-out to my fellow South Carolinians. I hope everyone is safe and that their property is intact. Mm. We got lucky with this hurricane.
Oh, now, yeah, yeah. Was it, what, a Category 1 or
it
less?
It was a Category 1. It was... Wow. A lot of rain, crazy wind, but 99.99% of our people are safe, and that's a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say. Number two, I truly believe, this is my personal opinion, that what my governor of my state of South Carolina is currently doing is violating the United States and state constitutions. Several days in a row, he has been hosting press conferences. And every time a press conference takes place, he has a preacher invoke something from the book of Isaiah for a prayer prior to the press conference.
Are these conferences about the impending hurricane?
And post-hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... it is very, very disconcerting to me as a resident.
Well, here's what you do. You should give a call to the Satanic...
We have Muslims, Baha'is, Catholics, Seventh-day Adventists,
here's what you do,
Christians.
Gigi. And as an attorney, I think you would probably be aware of this. If they are using their government speech time to promote one religion or another. I want to finish the statement because you may already know, Gigi, but people listening might not know. If they're using their government propaganda to promote a particular religion, they do have to allow other people to have that particular time. So all you have to do is have some group, whether it be the Satanic Temple loves bringing lawsuits, so I would reach out to them. They do this. This is the thing that they do.
Makes great headlines.
They
too.
Say, hey, if you're going to let the Christians in, you got to let the Satanists in.
That's
and
right.
They sue
it
over
kosher.
It.
And lastly, in regard to what you and Richie Rich have been discussing, Putin annexing territory, I personally feel the United States is not interested in permitting Ukraine to become a member of NATO, because if they do, that would rock the boat with Russia, and all-out war could possibly break out, and it is more accommodating for the United States to simply keep funding and sending money and armaments and weaponry and technology and God only knows advisors, in quotes.
It certainly will keep, an anti-war movement from arising in any significant way in the United States.
Maybe not. We don't know. And lastly, I say, please, gentlemen, take notice. the recently elected Prime Minister of Italy. You can put her in the same category as the Prime Minister of Hungary, Poland, Russia, and former Trump.
Well, yeah, but like most people would frown upon us criticizing a female politician.
Well, I am, and I'm a woman, and I'm okay with that because it's dangerous, populism and fascism.
Well, any government is dangerous. I mean, whoever it was that she was running against was probably also a scumbag. He just might have been a socialist scumbag as opposed to a fascist scumbag. Thank you, Gigi, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. By the way, that Italian minister person that she's talking about, or the president or whatever the hell.
Prime minister.
Yeah, this person is also backing Ukraine. So, like, there's no difference.
Or as I like to call her, the sub-prime minister.
I want to know why she was conflating populism and fascism. I mean, those two don't necessarily have anything to do with each other.
One can lead to the other.
What is populism? Just what's popular? What gets you elected?
Well,
anything that'll get you elected?
So populism is in contrast with elitism. So the two ideas being, on the one hand, that the people should run the country, mm-hmm. and the other that elites should run the country. Like, people who are really good at what they do should be the ones making all the decisions. Or the idea that individuals should make the decisions for the country.
Here's a question that I thought of because of what Gigi was saying. Who gave human beings permission to own planet Earth?
God.
No, they didn't. That's not true. Like, show me evidence.
Well, it's the law of the jungle. I mean, might makes right. And so we can't be topped, for the most part, by other species. So, by de facto.
That's fine, like, being, like, existing on planet Earth, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to, like, if your species happens to sort of dominate the rest of the species, that's fine. But where did this idea of ownership of the entire planet come from?
Well, are you asking where the idea of property and ownership came from?
No.
Just the idea that humans own the planet Earth.
Right.
And that's most cosmologies, in particular, like the ones that are really effective to us, is Genesis specifically states to, like, go out and conquer nature.
So the Bible.
Yes.
That's a poor and place to originate that from.
Well, and for that matter, most creation stories tend to, at some point, put the world in the hand of people.
I say this because, in contrast to sort of the Judeo-Christian, you know, philosophy that comes out of the Bible, like, the Native Americans and many other sort of Native tribes of, you know, ancient Native people believed that no one owns the earth, that the earth is a living being that you must respect, and, you know, if anything, it owns you, which I kind of find to be more truthful, right, in certain ways. Like, the earth seems to own people. People don't really own the earth. They like to say they own the earth, and they like to go draw lines on maps and be like, we own this part. And
I mean, I get what you're saying from this sort of philosophical woo-woo, be one with the earth kind of thing. I get that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think most libertarians would agree that the idea of property has benefited mankind.
Well, hold on. So you're conflating two very different things here, though. So I actually see a really good merit to what he's pointing out. So the nature of proper property, if you will, like where we have developed the idea of property rights to at this point in time is the idea that when you mix your labor with nature, that is when you gain ownership of that thing.
Okay.
And if it's good, then good. And if it's bad, well, you've got to fix it.
Native American example, some guy takes a tree branch, strings some, piece of a buffalo, some hamstring from an ankle or a leg or something on it, and makes a bow and arrow. He has created property that he now owns.
Right.
Sure.
Whereas the idea that you own nature before you mix your labor with it is extremely dangerous and destructive.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying there. But, given the idea of property, isn't it possible that people could mix their labor with all the property and therefore own the whole planet?
With all nature? No, absolutely not.
No, there's not enough people?
No, it's...
you don't think?
There will never be enough people. And frankly, nature has a way of reclaiming things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's not being utilized, then they will grow over.
And there's a distinct difference between, governments claiming they own a certain geographic area and individuals owning enough private property.
Is that what you
themselves.
Were referring to when you were talking about the owning the planet?
Yes. Okay, so I wasn't clear about that. I thought you were just talking about ownership in general.
Yeah,
yeah. Governments tend to say, well, humanity owns the planet. We'll carve that up for you.
There's 200 governments approximately on the planet, and all of the planet is claimed to be owned by those 200 governments.
Right. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to comment on property or the ownership of the planet. You can join us as well here on Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here and bring up whatever you want.
Join us.
It's 603-283-6160. 360. That's 603-283-6160. We are about 3 weeks away from an event coming up in Prague. October 21st through the 23rd, our very own Mark Edge is going to be speaking at a conference thrown by the Free Cities Foundation.
I mean, he's not just going to stand there and look like Mark?
Probably that, too. But he will be there speaking about something. I forget what. Something about, you know, going to Honduras or whatever, one of these ZA projects. So if you're interested in the idea of special economic zones and these autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives, you're definitely going to want to check this event out. It is almost too late to get the early bird discount. That ends October 3rd. So this weekend, you better buy it this weekend if that's what you want to do. You save an extra 20% by using code FTL20 when you check out through lifetimeliberty.com. The event, again, October 21st through the 23rd. It's in Prague. And the code that you need is FTL, like Free Talk Live, and the number 20 to get 20% off your tickets. And Mark hopes that he will see you there at the second annual Free Cities Foundation conference called Liberty in Our Lifetime. All right, we're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Penguin is on the line in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Penguin.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just tuned in real quick and listened to the tail end of Gigi's call with an important message about, you know, kind of keeping an eye on and critical ear towards fascist adjacent and populist movements that are just growing. I've been looking really closely at this Italian lady. But also, just minutes ago or minutes before that call, we just finished wrapping up a podcast episode that I was recording, where we really talked a lot about two things, like criticizing global neoliberal capitalism and woke neoliberalism and all of this stuff, and the left. And also the rising kind of neo-reactionary, neo-fascist movements on the other side of the thing. And so if you look at this Italian lady, just as an example, that we were kind of talking about at the tail end, she says things. Just go to Twitter, look at the video and the comments under. I mean, it's very, very captivating rhetoric. And that she uses in her speech.
In the same way that when you watch, what's that famous Hitler speech, right? That everybody always plays to give an example of, like,
there's
a fascist.
Only one?
No, there's one specific one that gets replayed. The one the History Channel repeats over and over again. It's the one where he's in front. Maybe it's the Olympic speech. I'm not sure which one it is, but there's one specific Hitler speech that gets played far more than, it's like his greatest hit, if you will, that gets played far more than everyone else. And when I saw part of what Penguin is talking about, the Italian lady's speech, and as I'm watching it, now she's speaking Italian, which I don't speak. I had an Italian girlfriend for a while, so like I kind of get the, like, you know, some of the words and that kind of a thing. But when I'm watching this speech, it has all of the hallmarks of that same famous Hitler speech that I'm thinking of in my head.
It does.
Including the yelling?
Yeah, no, she gets very passionate and very loud.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's talking about, you know, about family, traditional family, and God and country and having identity, that we're all individuals and genetically unique, and that we shouldn't be slaves to global corporations and financial speculators and all this stuff, and all this stuff that I think we'd all agree with, and a lot of people would agree with, a lot of people that would have been from the either libertarians or from the left in the past would kind of find very captivating. Very, very short on policy, not really mentioning what she's actually going to do about it, but it's very easy, I think, to get wrapped up in that kind of rhetoric.
Well, I mean, look at Trump. They called him a populist, right? And to me, this idea of populism, and according to what your definition was, Peakless, the idea of pandering, because it's just pandering, right, to the people, saying, the people are what matter. We need the people to be in charge. We
or addressing things in such a way that the people identify with you to support you.
But that's the thing. You're not talking about electing the people. You're talking about electing somebody who is an elite, somebody like a Donald Trump, or I presume this woman is probably fairly successful on her own.
Imagine if all of the things that Donald Trump said were delivered by somebody like Barack Obama. That's the level this lady was on. in my opinion, right, when I saw her thing. But because, like, Trump isn't really, he's kind of dumb, right? And so the things that he said might resonate with a certain subset of people in the United States. But Barack Obama was slick and eloquent and, you know, used multisyllabic words and, you know, an orator, if you will. Right. Now imagine if you, like, put both of them into a blender. Right, so, you know, that's kind of the level that I felt that this Italian lady was on.
Well, as always, when it comes to politicians, you need to believe what they do, not what they say.
Agreed.
And right. This woman has already indicated that she is supporting Ukraine. So if this person, and apparently according to Quab Benna in our Twitch chat, her name is Giorgia Meloni.
Yep.
If this person actually cared about the little guy, then she would get out of the Ukraine conflict and make it so that they can have heating gas for the wintertime and keep the little guy warm. But no, she's all about fighting in Ukraine and supporting the you know, the Western hegemony.
Yeah, what?
So
yeah,
she's no different.
That's a head scratcher there. And
why is it a head scratcher? She's just like the rest of them. She just has different rhetoric.
It's not confusing. She's just lying.
Yeah, same thing with Trump. He said he was going to drain the swamp, and look what happened.
He hired them.
Right.
But it's the power of somebody to give an impassioned speech to capture people's attention and make them go, oh, my gosh. Well, I should vote for her because Barack Obama gives an impassioned speech.
You bring up Barack Obama as an example. Yes. Remember, he was going to close Guantanamo Bay and hope and change.
Oh, and he was going to put every new bill that came across his desk online for the people to see for 2 weeks or whatever before it was signed. None of that happened.
Yeah, and something I'd like to remind any Trump fans listening is that he kept Fauci in power entire time.
Sure enough.
Anything else, Penguin?
Yeah, just, you know, yeah, it's a real head scratcher what the kind of more fascist right is going to think of her support for Ukraine and NATO and for her support.
Well, if she's a fascist right winger, then supporting Ukraine makes sense. There's Nazis over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I don't know what people are going to make of it, for example, you know, on the American right, they've been kind of defending Putin some or some that criticize Israel. But I think it's nationalism to support Israel if you're a fascist. I think that's the kind of government they want to see with all the migrants and everything, which, you know, it's a problem. But fascism isn't the way.
Well, none of these isms is the way, unless it's just freedom. Thanks for the call, Penguin. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That said, we are stuck with these rulers, with these monsters, people like this woman in Italy, the president in the United States, I mean all of them, not just Biden, but everyone prior to him and whoever comes after him, until we can finally get people to want and to understand the ideas of liberty. And of course, you know, freedom means not just your freedom to live your life how you want, but to also allow others to live their lives how they want. If you can't do that, you yourself will never have any freedom.
It's no easy task to get people to love accountability.
If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. We'll get a little bit further into what Putin said recently about this situation that's brewing there in Ukraine and his critiques, and rightful critiques, of Western hegemony and dominance. We're coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. President Vladimir Putin's mobilization of Russian men to fight in Ukraine has brought home the reality of war to ordinary Russian families. Through angry protests, acts of violence, and an exodus of more than 200,000 citizens, Russians are rebelling against the prospect of further escalation of the war and the steep price they will probably pay. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his 98th birthday Saturday by seeing family members and taking calls in his modest living room in Plains, Georgia, the small town where he began his improbable campaign for the nation's highest office nearly half a century ago. With public confidence diminished and justice sparring openly over the institution's legitimacy, the Supreme Court on Monday will begin a new term that could push American law to the right on issues of race, voting, and the environment. It's not going to be a sleepy term, said Allison Orr Larson, a William & Mary law professor. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open, and you can join us here. Got some serious air guitar going on in the studio tonight right now. If you're watching us online, we appreciate you being there. If you're just listening, we certainly appreciate that. More people listen and watch.
Way more, by the way. I helped win an air guitar competition at a former employer.
Nice.
You won it. Win. I helped win because, like, they wanted people to, like, form an air band and then perform your air band song of choice at this company function. And whoever did the best would win, I don't know, a day off or, you know,
something. So your team won.
Only because I actually play guitar or actually have played guitar. And so it seemed more realistic.
You knew what you were doing.
Yeah, because, like, when you move to the music, right, it seems like you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I don't air guitar for them. In the words of Ayn Rand after Fellatio, I did this for me.
Good. We're going to go to your phone calls where you can call in about anything you want. And the number here is 603-283-6160. Let's start here with Bill. He's in North Dakota listening on the radio in Tioga. Go ahead, Bill.
I'm calling because I've heard all week that the storm started in Florida was part of climate change. Well, one thing I know, we can't do much about climate change. God has been doing it for years, and he's doing it now. And I believe some of the bad storms is the good Lord judging us as a nation and as a world. But we got
You don't think storms happened before the nation was created?
I don't think stones have. I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I believe that we've had ice ages. We've had heat wages, and it's been down in secular history. And God changes those things. He made the icebergs. He helped make the oceans and the streams, and he helped make the deserts.
I don't know about all that, but I certainly can say that humankind hasn't recorded enough history of weather and earthly phenomena to know what the larger cycles are, because the Earth existed long before humans did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, even earthquakes, they say, like on the West Coast, they're like, oh, we're overdue for a big one because every, you know, I don't know, 100 years or something, there's a big earthquake, and so we're long overdue. Well, mm-hmm. Okay, that might be true, but perhaps we're just in a larger cycle that humankind has not been able to record yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be.
And not, along the same lines of, like, widen your perspective on this. So they call it global warming. Okay, here's the thing. Every other, or climate change. Okay, every other planet in the solar system is going through the same climate change.
Right.
The weather on Mars and Venus is also increasing.
Constantly changing.
So, I mean, like, and specifically, the temperatures on Venus and Mars are also increasing, and no one's SUV is doing that.
I tend to have the belief that humans are essentially ants here on the planet, and the idea that people could have some sort of significant long-term effect on what Mother Nature wants to do, whether you want to call it God or Mother Nature or the universe or whatever you want to call it, I think is absolutely ridiculous. And the idea that paying more taxes to a government is going, like, even if you did buy the idea that people could change the planet, the idea that the government, the most ineffective organization of humans to ever exist, could have any kind of effect on the planet is absolutely absurd. What it will do is will impoverish people, and it will enslave people. And that's the whole point. That's what they're trying to do here with climate change and all this, the fear-mongering around it, Bill, is to get people to give up more of their freedoms, just like they did during COVID.
Yep.
The climate change thing is next. And by the way, the World Economic Forum has a whole big paper out right now about how they want to introduce apps for people to be mandated to carry, to restrict the amount of carbon that they're able to emit, and, you know, force them to be responsible for it. It's ridiculous.
And rest assured that that will be built into the central bank digital currencies.
Mm-hmm.
And they will shut your bank account down because you ate too many cheeseburgers.
Bill, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Major.
Yeah, you guys are talking about carbon. You think about the Jurassic area when the whole Earth was shifting. There was volcanoes puking everywhere, and the herbivores were ginormous, and the plant life flourished. Global warming? Carbon tax? I think not. My perplexion, when I was a kid, I remember hearing that the North Pole was shifting by like 3 feet a year.
I remember that.
And now I just heard a while back that it's better than 30 miles a year. And I heard a projection a while ago that Florida would be, or Michigan would be Florida. But we got fresh
still
water.
Waiting.
You can't drink oil, buddy. You can't drink oil.
Well, you can. It's just not going to go well.
Not unless you're the Tin Man there, Dorothy.
Or Bender from Futurama.
So weirdly enough, you can't drink oil, but we do actually eat oil. So, I mean, for every calorie that you eat, over 2,000 calories of oil was expended to get there.
That's not petroleum, though. That's
Oh, yeah. Where do you think our fertilizers come from? Those are petrochemicals, my friend. And
yeah, well, I prefer my fertilizer out of the back end of a jackass.
There you go.
I'll vote for it right there.
Thanks, Major, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I wonder if there's ever going to be a character that calls in called Minor Pain.
Speaking of jackasses, we were reading a speech.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
The summary of a speech from Putin. And, of course, I'm not saying he's any worse than any of the rest of them out there.
Oh, he's a jackass.
But he's the one that, at the very least, appears to be fairly accurate when it comes to criticizing the West and its domination over the planet, or its attempt at dominating the planet. And that's what he got into in his recent speech. We're going to continue with a summary here from Konstantin Kisin, K-I-S-I-N, at Substack.com is his website. So Putin goes on to say that the Western elites are totalitarian, despotic, and apartheidistic. They are racist against Russia and other countries and nations.
It's a weird word, apartheidistic.
They discriminate by calling themselves the civilized world. They colonized, started the global slave trade, genocided Native Americans, pillaged India and Africa, forced China to buy opium through war. He says that Russia, on the other hand, are proud that they led the anti-colonial movement that helped countries develop to reduce poverty and inequality. I have no idea whether that's true. But they are Russophobic, he says, and that they hate Russia and the Russian people because, he says, we didn't allow our country to be pillaged by creating a strong centralized state based on Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and Buddhism. So he's saying their state is strong and centralized, and that to him that's a good thing. Now, obviously to us as voluntarists and anarchists and such, we don't agree with that, but he's saying their strong state prevented the Western world from coming in and rampaging in over Russia. He says they've been trying to destabilize our country since the 17th century in the times of trouble. Eventually, they managed to get their hands on our riches at the end of the 20th century. They called us friends and partners while pumping out trillions of dollars. We remember this. We didn't forget. The West claims to bring freedom and democracy to other countries, but it's the exact opposite of the truth. Now, that's a fact. The unipolar world is anti-democratic by its very nature. It is a lie. They use nuclear weapons, creating a precedent. That's a good point. He's referring, of course, to Hiroshima and Nagasaki there. They flattened German cities without any military need to do so. There was no need for this except to scare us and the rest of the world. Korea, Vietnam, to this day they occupy Japan, South Korea, and Germany and other countries while cynically calling them allies. And, of course, he's referring to the military bases that exist in God knows how many nations, hundreds of several hundred plus military bases.
The empire.
Yeah, it is a true empire. And no empire can last forever. So the question is, what is going to end this one? Will it end itself by printing itself into oblivion?
That seems to be the path that it's on right now.
Or will it print itself at the same time as getting itself into another endless conflict, and then, of course, have an excuse to print ever more? The number here is 603-283-6160. A little bit more of Putin on the subject.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live on Saturday. Show phones are open. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we have a variety of features, and you can help us out. You can, for instance, follow us on our video platform. Now, we're on a bunch of video platforms, but the one we really like to tell you about, the one that we think is the most reliable, is Odyssey. And you can follow us there at video.freetalklive.com. We certainly would appreciate it. The rest of them, we don't know how long we're going to be there. YouTube likes to ban us from time to time. Eventually, they may just decide to ban us permanently instead of just striking
the
channel.
Bound to happen eventually.
Seems like it. So, again, video.freetalklive.com. And also, the Ballad of the Crypto Six is potentially in production. They're looking for some backers, and they put up an Indiegogo. And I'm really glad they made this move because people expect to get something when
Wait, who are they?
There's a Mexican production team that has taken on this particular project of making a movie about the FBI raid on the Crypto Six that happened, which is some of our hosts were involved
in
that raid.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
I'm one of them. And so that happened back in March. The movie website is Ballad of the Crypto Six with the number 6.com. That's where you can learn more. You can watch a teaser, 9-minute long trailer that they've already put together. It is pretty good. Give you some feel for what the full-length documentary film would be like. And they're, of course, offering perks for people that are going to step up and support the production of the film that go from Ballad of the Crypto Six t-shirts to potentially even hosting Free Talk Live and having dinner with some of your favorite hosts if you want as well. So go to Ballad of the Crypto Six with the numeral 6.com. As we go to your phone calls, Scott is in Michigan listening to WBCK on the FM band. Go ahead, Scott.
Hi. I wanted to bring up the Tonga volcano that erupted undersea in January.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that.
As far as, you know, climate change. And the article that I read stated that 58,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools were ejected into our stratosphere. And it also said that it could be 5 to 10 years for that to dissipate.
I'm not real clear. You're talking about, are you talking about swimming pools full of ash? Or what are we talking about? Water.
So the seawater that got evaporated?
So it boiled the sea is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
This was an undersea volcano that erupted. There's a satellite video of it.
Okay.
And it is incredible. I mean, we've known for a long time that one volcano can spew enough, you know, carbon monoxide and or carbon dioxide and sulfur dioxide or whatever into the atmosphere to just rival anything man's ever done.
Oh, sure.
But this one here was different in that it spewed water, which I believe is also considered a global warming thing, water in the atmosphere, because it reflects heat down. But I wonder why it's not been mentioned at all. Zero mention of
it. I can
as
tell
far
you,
as
I can tell you one reason that it's not been mentioned. So all of the definitions that the UN uses for climate change, so in the definition, it requires that it be caused by human beings. But when they talk about it, they just refer to it as climate change. And since this wasn't caused by human beings, according to UN definitions, it wasn't climate change.
Wait, so solar flares, even though we know that they happen and they happen frequently and they affect the entire planet, solar flares are not considered part of climate change?
Yeah.
According to UN definitions, that's correct.
How convenient.
They want us to believe that the sun is a light bulb in the sky that burns steady, and it doesn't.
No, that's not.
And we've also got planets that, you know, have effects. You know, Jupiter is in the amazing mass out there. It, you know, it's weighs more than all the rest of the planets combined. And I can't believe that, you know, that there isn't a organization or a group that isn't pushing these narratives that really remind us how little you were talking about mankind. We're just ants on the earth. And there are so many things that are so much bigger than us that have more effect than we could ever produce.
I mean, the hubris of man to suggest that it can have some sort of control over this planet just seems so ridiculous to me on face.
I'm paraphrasing George Carlin, but, you know, oh, too much plastic in the ocean? The Earth doesn't care. The plastic came from the Earth. It'll take care of it just fine in a couple thousand years. You know, it's not even a big deal. And when planet Earth is done with humankind, it'll shake us off like a bad case of fleas.
I mean, to be fair, Captain, I don't like the idea of you know, little sea animals getting plastic things all
me
around
neither.
Their necks.
Absolutely.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I'm not saying that that's cool, but I'm just saying that, like, for us, the hubris of mankind to believe that anything we do, like, maybe perhaps,
will have a permanent effect on the Earth.
Yeah, perhaps global, you know, thermonuclear war. Perhaps that might have some effect on planet Earth.
Right,
like,
even that won't have a permanent effect.
Right.
It'll take thousands and thousands and thousands of years to dissipate, but it's not a permanent effect.
Well, there are, like you brought up the plastic. That is something that, you know, we could do something about.
Yes.
But without
and we should do something about it as responsible people.
Yeah, both preventative and curative.
Right. Dump your plastic in a landfill where it belongs, cover it up, and turn it into a park.
Or recycle it into something else somehow. You know,
Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight.
Paper bags.
Man, I do appreciate hearing from you. And, so whatever the market would decide, I think, is fine. And thanks, Scott. The number here is 603-283-6160. Enjoying the radio participation here tonight. We don't get enough folks calling in from our radio affiliates. Yeah. We've had some tonight, so
and,
I appreciate it.
And I just wanted to say that he said he can't believe that there's not a group that's pushing this. You shouldn't believe that there's not a group that's pushing this. I mean, there is nothing more helpful to the cause of statism than these things that can only be solved by mass participation.
The number is 603-283-6160. And, of course, a lot of the proposed solutions that they want to shove down your throat with government mandates, I oppose. So, Yeah, I don't like the idea of plastic straws getting shoved up a tortoise's nose, which that video looks fake. I don't know if you've ever seen that video. But
or even the old school, the six-pack rings.
Yeah, that one
kind of thing, and everybody was snipping those before they threw them away.
I don't want those things to happen, but at the same time, I don't want people to be, to be forced to use something like these terrible paper straws. I don't know if y'all have ever tried to use these things. They're absolutely horrible.
I have, and yeah, they do suck.
And, of course, they always come in a plastic wrapper, too, so it's like, come on. What's the point of this? But let the market decide. If people really do value these things, then they will make these choices on their own volition. We don't need government mandates to do this.
Well, we saw that with the six-pack rings. I don't know if you've looked at like a six-pack or a four-pack of like craft beer recently, but they're no longer the plastic rings. They're the full circular tops that, so it's a little bit of a plastic circle and then a full circular top so that it's not an open ring.
Oh,
anymore.
Is that why they did
so,
that?
Yeah, so the market has already said, well, okay, we recognize that this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something about it. Let's
spend an extra cent on plastic.
Yeah, and okay, problem solved, right? Mm-hmm. We're no longer killing, innocent, geese or whatever, whoever was getting caught in these rings, right? So, but you're absolutely right. That is a market response to a human observation, right? Hey, we've observed that this thing that you do for your product causes X. Is there a thing you can do to prevent X? Yes, there is, and we've gone ahead and done it, right? That is exactly how the market is supposed to work, and it didn't take government mandating that to happen, right? Which is what a lot of people believe. As soon as they find something that's wrong, they're like, we got to get the government to do a thing. It's like, no, you don't. Just let the industry know.
Yeah, and there's always this belief that these can only be solved by a mass movement that has to be organized from the top.
Yeah.
So let's assume hypothetically that the planet warming is an actual problem. Well, a solution exists in pumping enough of the seawater into the air to reduce the temperature of the planet. That is a possible solution for that problem that does not require massive organized activity among all people of the planet Earth.
See, I want the planet to get warmer.
Yeah, me too.
So, some of us are going to work against it.
No, more people died from cold than from heat, and I'm pro-people. I'm in favor of making the world inhabitable for human beings.
I'm also in favor of people, despite my dislike of the majority of people.
Well, that's why we're against politicians, because we actually want people to succeed.
Right.
And the political process and politics, governments of the world, stand in the way of progress. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can join the show here, by the way. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.